Okay, today's Daf Nun. We just did the Mishnah yesterday. We're passing the base. The Mishnah had said that if you are walking on the way and you are about 4,000 amos outside of your tchum and you see a tree, which will be a great makom shvisa for you because it's 2,000 amos away from you and 2,000 amos away from your house, right? So it's in the middle. So you could try to see. You want to try to establish your makom shvisa by the tree. So the Mishnah says, if you say my shvisa should be under it, shvisasi tachtav. The Mishnah says, lor maklum, you didn't say anything. Which we'll talk about that shita today. But if you said, because it wasn't specific enough, we'll get to that shita in a second. But shvisasi bi'ikaro, if you had said, my shvisa is at its root, at its stump, so then that would be fine, because that is specific enough. You know which dalat amos you're talking about, and that's why it would be okay. You'd be able to go 4,000 amos from when Shabbos starts. Okay, so we'll start with, that's going to be our discussion for today, not the second half. So that's the first part. Says the Gemara, my lo amar klum. What does it mean that when I say shvisasi tachtav, that lo amar klum, it's nothing. So, machlokas rav and shmuel. Amar rav, lo amar klum ko ikr, da afilu letachtav shel ilon lo matzi azel. Says rav, that in the case where you try to have your makam shvisa under the tree, which is 2,000 amos away from you, but you're not specific enough, you know what? You lose, totally. Your makam shvisa is not where you wanted it to be, because there was a problem with saying tachtov, which we'll get to on the next amud soon. So your makam shvisa isn't there, but you know what? Your makam shvisa isn't where you are either, because you had specific das to be oker your makam shvisa. This is worse, the Rishonim point out. It's worse than the Mishnah that we had on Daf Memhei, which I said, let's say you made a mistake. You don't know if you're in the tchum or not. So you didn't, you weren't kona shvisa, but you didn't know you were in the tchum. And then all of a sudden you realize, Shabbos morning, you're in the tchum. So Yehuda paskins yikanes. Because it was a mistake. The Rishonim here point out that this is worse. Because here, you specifically wanted your tchum to be in a specific spot and not where you are. So therefore, you're messed up by the place where you wanted to go, because that place, you didn't use the proper terminology. And you're oker your shvisa in the place where you are. So Rav says you have dalat amos. Period. Lo, that's kol ikr. Lo, amar klum, kol ikr. That is the shita of Rav. In the interpretation of the first case of the Mishnah. For Shmuel Amar, Shmuel mitigates it a little bit. Shmuel has a less, you're not totally lost. For Shmuel Amar, lo amar klum lebeso, aval tachtav shel ilan matzi azil, v'nasa tachtav shel ilan chamar gamal, tupshatim in Rashi. What does Shmuel mean? So first pshat in Rashi. Lo amar klum lebeso, what does that mean? You can't go all the way to your house. Remember the case, there's a picture of it in the picture book also, but you are 2,000 amos away from the tree. The tree is 2,000 amos away from your house. But let's say the tree is 30 amos wide with its branch span. Right? Let's say the tree is 30 amos wide. So what's the whole pshat of this first reason? You're not specific enough, so you have no idea which dalet amos under the tree you were kona shvisa by. So says Shmuel in the first pshat of Rashi, you could go 2,000 amos to your tree, but then you have to be machmir. You could go 2,000 amos from the closest edge of your tree towards your house, but you're going to come up 30 amos short, because you can't assume that you were kona shvisa on the side of the tree that's closest to your house. So you could go from where you are to the tree and all the way towards your house, short, less 30 amos. You could go the whole way, less the amount of the space of your tree. And says Shmuel, the other way, let's say you go back towards the place where you're standing now. So then you can't, then also, let's say you're a kona shvisa by the tree, but again you have to be machmir that you were kona shvisa by the closest point. Let's say you want to go backwards. Let's say you need to go backwards from where you are now. Again, you can't go, you could go less 30 amos, because maybe you're a kona shvisa on the farthest part of the tree from where you're standing. So miman efshach, you could go a large space, says Shmuel. It's not like Rav said, you can't go kol ikr. You could go, but you're 30 amos short towards the house and backwards. Let's read the Gemara according to that Shita. Shmuel amar lo amar l'klum lebeso. What does it mean, lo amar l'klum lebeso? You can't go all the way to your house. Aval l'taktav shel ilam matzi azel. But you could go to under the tree. V'nasesh taktav shel ilam chamar gamal. Remember, we had that lashon. Like a donkey and a camel, you're pulled in both directions. Balim do minat safon modin lo minat darom. Let's say you want to go to the north, to where your house is. But you have to measure those 2,000 from the south side of the tree. So you're going to come up short. Balim do minat darom. But if you measure it from the south, meaning you want to go towards the south, backwards from where you are now, modin lo minat safon, said you measure those 2,000 from the north part of the tree. So miman of shach, you could go a lot, but not less 30 amos. Rashi has another opinion where he says, he quotes he says, Lishna Achrina, he says, Vizu Shamati. Maybe, according to Shmuel, it means you're Kona Shvisa in both places, where you are and by the tree. So you know what Chamar Gamal means? And this fits better to what we've said Chamar Gamal means up until now. You could only go in between yourself and the tree. That's the only place where you could go. Because Miman of Shach, in that case, your Makom Shvisa works. Because it could be, says Shmuel, right? And let's say you're Kona Shvisa by the tree on the other side, so it could be you can't go in at all in the other direction behind you. So that's another Shita that Rashi explains. Rashi asks a couple of questions on this opinion, but that's another way that Rashi reads Shita Shmuel. That the old Chamar Gamal means only the area in between. He says it doesn't fit in so well into the words of the Gemara. Either way, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the line of the Mishnah of Lo Amar Klum. Amar Rabba. So Rabba tells us now, my time at Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Why does he say that? What does Rav say that? That Lo Kana Kol Iker Mishum De Lo Masayim. Two reasons. Mishum De Lo Masayim Asrei. Number one, as Rashi quoted this on the Mishnah, he didn't specify his place. And one of the rules and regulations of setting an Eir of Tchum is you have to specify the Dalad Amos that you want to be Kona Shvisa in. Since this tree is very large and you don't know under which part of the wingspan you want to be Kona Shvisa, no good. The whole thing is null and void, and therefore you're not Kona Shvisa there. And Rav said you're not Kona Shvisa where you are, so you're stuck. You only have Dalad Amos. That is number one. The Ika da Amri Amarava, a second possibility, and this is the Yisod we're going to talk about the rest of the Amud. So get this down right now. The Ika da Amri Amarava, Rabbi says, no, my time is Rav. What's the principle? What's the reason for Rav? Why Rav says, under the tree doesn't work? Because of a Kol Torah Kula principle. Mishum de Kasavar, he holds, Kol She'eno Bezeh Acharzeh, Afilu Bebas Achas Eino. What does that mean? It's a principle. It comes up in a number of places, in Kiddushin, and in Darim. Any time that if you would try to do two different things, you wouldn't be able to do it one after another. So then if you try to do those two things together, neither of them work. For example, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, let's say I marry a mother and a daughter. I'm a Kaddish, Imo, Ubita. So obviously, if I marry one of those people at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock I can't marry the other one. Right? It doesn't work. It's Chayvei Krisus and it's Lav Bar Kiddushin. So that doesn't work with Achar Zeb. So let's say at the same exact time, I say, Hare Aten Mekudeshes Li B'Tabo Zu, because that's Moshe Yisrael, and I give him at the same time exactly. I try to marry him at the exact same time. You're going to tell me that one works, one doesn't? No. That's the principle of Rabbah. Kol She'eno B'Zeh Achar Zeb, whenever two chaluyos, whenever two things can't work one after another, so too if you do it at the exact same time, not only is one not good, but both of them are not good. That's Rabbah's principle. Kol She'eno B'Zeh Achar Zeb, Afilu B'Bas Achas Eino. Fine. And that's why, here too, so therefore, what's the pshat here? You want to be, your tchum in, let's say, 8 amos. Let's say the tree is 8 amos wide. So, just like, says Rabbah, in Shitas Rav, just like if you try to be kone your tchum in 4 amos, and then 10 minutes later in a different 4 amos, it's not going to work, because you already kone shvisa. So too, if you try at the same time to be kone shvisa in 8 amos, they both don't work, therefore you're not kone shvisa at all, and that's why Rav says, lo kana kol ikar. That's how he applies the principle here. My binayu, what's the difference between these two shitas? Is Rav shita based on the fact that you didn't specify the makom, or because of Rabbah's general principle of kol she'enu b'zeh achazeh afilu b'as achazeinu? My binayu, ika binayu, the following, da'amar likuli ba'arba amos migo arba shmona. What if you say, you know that tree, I want to be kone 4 amos somewhere under that 8 amos tree. So you did specify 4 amos, but not which 4 amos? So says the Gemara, man da'amar mishab de lo masayim asrei, hol lo masayim asrei. According to the first shot of Rav, it still doesn't work, because he didn't specify which 4 amos. So what, you said 4 amos. He didn't specify which 4 amos, so it's still not a good Erev, and therefore, lo kana klum. Umanda amar, but according to the second reason, mishum kol she'eino b'zeh achar zeh afvil b'zachas eino, the principle of, again, if you try to do two chaluyos, one after another, it won't work. So then we say, if you do them both at the same time, so both don't work, so according to that principle, here it's not a problem. Why? Because here you're not trying to do two things. You're only trying to do one thing. 4 amos. Hi ka arba amos dami. The ha ka arba amos kamar. Here, you're not trying to do two things. You said 4 amos, wherever they are. So that's why in this case, Rav would agree to Shmuel. That it does work. You just don't know where it is. Therefore, you have to be machter chamar gamal. But it wouldn't be lo kana klam.
The principle of
Bezach
is that you could get one dalad amos now.
The principle of Zachazet is, theoretically, if you would try to do them separately, the first one would work.
Right.
Yes, but the Chiddush of Shitas Rav is that, because if you do them one after another, the second one wouldn't be Chal, right. So if you try to do them together, the whole, but both not Chal. That's the principle. Does Shmuel hold to that principle? It's a good question if Shmuel holds to that principle, but at least for now, we're assuming, at least in this context, he doesn't hold of that principle. Important yisod is a great kasha of the Tosfos Rid. I mean, it's one of those kashas that you know there's an answer of. Because it's really kiddushin when this comes up. That is, what does it say? If two of these kebicha, one after another, it does not kebicha basachas. There's mamish mefurish, a principle that goes against this. We know there's a principle called ein iser chalal iser. Right? If something is usur already, let's say if something is usur mishum treif, so that it's not, can't be usur mishum nevela when it dies without shechita. It's already usur mishum treif. It's already not kosher. It's going to become more not kosher. Ein iser chalal iser. Generally, that's the principle. If somebody is usur mishum, if I'm usur to a certain woman mishum one iser, it can't be usur mishum another iser. Ein iser chalal iser, a number of examples of this principle. But there are some exceptions to this principle. Iser kolel. Let's say food that's treif and I eat it on Yom Kippur. I only violate one iser of eating treif. I don't violate eating on Yom Kippur. No, the principle is because the iser of Yom Kippur is more inclusive. It includes all food. So that's why iser chalal iser in that case, but iser kolel. Iser mosif, if it becomes usher to more people. That's another thing. Let's say it's wine to a nazir. And then all of a sudden, whatever, so it's that's the principle. But there's another exception. Iser basachas. If both principles, my wife, my brother's wife, the second my brother gets married, now she's Ashes Ah and Ashes Ish. What, only one could apply? No! It happens at the exact same time. Isser Basachas. So Isser Basachas, that also is an exception of an Isser Chalal Isser. That's Isser Chalal Isser. Ask the Tosfos Rid Kiddushin. Your Ashes Ish and Ashes Ah, one after another, wouldn't be able to be Chal. Non Basachas. Basachas, it is Chal. It is an exception. So what, it's against this principle of Rabbah. Rabbah says, it can't be one after another, so it can't be Chal Basachas. Doesn't that principle of basachas by iser chal iser, is that mefurish against this ka? So says the Tosfos Rid in daf nun, nunam aveis and kedushin, where the sugya comes up. Ra'isi makshim. I've seen the Velt asks. They even said the Velt asks 600 years ago. Ra'isi makshim. Bazeh. Vahare yisurid arminon ein iser chal iser v'isnu b'basachas to be iser basachas chayiv shtayim. Right, the Ainzu, so what's shot? It says, the Ainzu klum, the Ainzu kuchi shel klum. Similar, we've been in the Tuesday night shiur, we just discussed this yisod, he's mechalik, the true brisker. The mevadai, the masha adam oser befiv, kudol githushe achyos, vaha maestras be maestro dogan, maestro be'emel, lachab lachbe toda. We're gonna have a bunch of examples. You know when Rabba's principle applies? By isurim that you create. Where you're creating the chalosa, that's where this principle applies. You're creating, you're marrying a mother and a daughter. You're creating Isura Akulei Alma by Maisris, by Lachme Toda, which we'll talk about. That's where we say Yesh Lamezu Asvara. The high Deinis or Chalal Isur. What about that other principle? That's when the Isur are coming Mamela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei Shekvaru Muzar V'yomeid. K'on Eishas Ach, V'yakach Razes Achos Isha, O Achos Isha, etc. Abo Kishabam B'yachar Chayiv Shnayim Dehemin HaMafke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you these chaluyos work at the same time. So you're going to say it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're trying to create two Isurim at the same time, you're trying to create two Eruvin, you're trying to create, they marry two women, a mother and a daughter, that's beside you. So that doesn't work. So it's two different Chaluyos. Are they from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are they from, are you the Bailam on these Chaluyos, or are they you? Not the Bailam, they just come Memela. There's another Reb Chaim, just to sell you the Yesod that he says, and then we'll move on to answer Akasha in Hilchos Nedarim. Reb Chaim says that this whole principle, again, of Rabbah, he has a limitation on the principle in order to answer some questions. It only applies when you say the Bazeh Achar Zeh can't be Chal only because the two Chaluyos are Soser each other. Like if you marry one woman, so that it's Mafkia, the fact that you can't marry another woman. That's where Kol She'eino Bazeh Achar Zeh. But if it's Kol She'eino Bazeh Achar Zeh only because B'mitzius, it doesn't, one can't exist once the other one did it, but it's not in direct contradiction, so then you wouldn't say it. He talks about a case of Nedarim, where somebody says, or where the Baal says, your Nedar is Mufar, and then he says, your Nedar is Mekuyim, right? But a Baal is being Mekayim the Nedarim. So once you say Mufar, so it's not that, why can't you say that? It's not because Mekuyim and Mufar can't be Bezachar Zeh. But once you say Mufar, there's no Nedar anymore. It's not there anymore. So therefore, it's not that Ein Bezachar Zeh is because it's Soser each other, it's just because the Metzius, you can't have them one after another. Either way, if you want to look that up, that's Reb Chaim and Hilchos Nedarim, and he'll explain a couple of questions. Okay, we go weiter. Gufa. So we're going to get to talk about this principle, Baruch Hashem. We're going to talk a little bit about Kachim, a little bit about Maisris, on this Amud, the first Amud. Then we get back to Erev on the Amud base. But Gufa, Amarabba, a couple of Yisodos. That's the principle. Anything that you can't do one after another, so then when you do it together, it's not Chal at all. I'll ask you, Akasha. Esvi Abayel Rabba, Hamar Beba Maisros, Peirosa Misukanin, Umaisosa Mikulkalin. We know that Midah Araisa, there is no cheer for Truma. Right, the Torah says, right, we tell chita achas poteres as akri. One tiny little chita. We've done in the past, we mentioned the Tosas read in the Noda Yehuda, the Tosas read in Kiddushin also, Dafnun Ches in the Noda Yehuda, who mentioned that maybe that's only regarding the Hafrasha, not the Nesina. Two aspects, alumnus, Hafrasha and Nesina. But we won't go to that now because I mentioned it once or twice. Maybe the next time we come up, we'll say it, we'll read it again. But anyway, but that's Truma. Maisris is a specified amount of the Torah, 1/10. 1/10 of what's left after you take off Truma. Let's say you take off 1/5. For Meiser. Hamar b'v Meisers. You take off and you say, this is Meiser, but it's 1/5, not 1/10. What's the halacha? Peirosa misukanin. What's left in your field is fine. It's not tevel anymore. The matir aspect, the hafrasha worked. Whatever's left is fine. But umaisrosa mikulkalin. But this package now that you're going to give to the Levi is mikulkal. Is not edible. Why? You have some Meiser in here, but you also have some tevel. You have some unhufrashed material. Why? Because you didn't have in mind that the stuff in here that's not Meiser is gonna have the heterchal on it, and it can't be Meiser, because Meiser is by definition is 1/10. So Mimanavshach, in this package that you're gonna give to the Levi, you have Meiser, but you also have Tevel. It's not even chulin, it's Tevel. So that's why the Levi won't be able to eat it. That's the halacha by Marbe Meisers. Asks the Gemara, Amai, why do you say that you have part Meiser, part Tevel in this package? You should say no. Let's say I take off 1/10 for Meiser, and then I want to take off another 1/10 for Meiser. It's not gonna work. If I give that second package to the Kohen, that's not Meiser, it's already Mechulin. It's a Batana. So it's not going to work with Zachar Zeh. So then why is it when I try to take off 1/5 altogether at the same time, half it works? According to Rabbi's principle, none of it should work. If you can't do it one after another, you shouldn't be able to do it at the same time, and Bolshevi Batel. Kasha. Answers the Gemara. Shiny Meiser. Don't ask me Kashas for Meiser. De Isa Lachatzoin. Really, you gave this 1/5, but really, every grain in that Meiser could have had Kedusha's Meiser to it. How? The Amar Tikdosh Palga Palga the Chitza Kitsha. Because it would have worked had you said half of every grain in this package, which ends up being only 1/10, not 1/5. So half of every grain should be Kadosh. So therefore that could have been done. So that's why it can be Chal, let's say, Bezachar Zeh. Right? Because you could do half of each of the grains. So says Rashi, this is, Machlokas Rashi writes on this line, according to Rashi, this is how we interpret what he meant. Hamar b'maisris. It's not that, you know, Hamar b'maisris doesn't really mean Hamar b'maisris. That's how Rashi learns the case. Look at the second wide line of Rashi. Kimanda amar tiklish kol chitz v'palga. This is the umdana. The umdana is that in this case, this is what the person meant. When he says, I want to give all this for Meiser, really must mean half of all this, and each grain is going to be kadosh half. That's how Rashi interprets the line of the Gemara. The Ritva here, and in Kiddushin, also says we're mamed his das to. No, it doesn't mean that he really meant that, but it's a hoel because he could have done this. So then there is a way that it can be chal b'zeh achar zeh, and that's enough to knock out the principle of Rabbah. It's not that Imamish did this, but because he could have done this, so then there is a possibility for it to be chal b'zeh achar zeh, and I didn't read it, but the Tap Tosfos tells us also, if there's any way that something can be chal b'zeh achar zeh, so then you say Rabbah's principle doesn't apply. Of course, she'enu b'zeh achar zeh, afil b'zeh achar zeh. Even though a normal circumstance is not chal b'zeh achar zeh, but says the Ritvah, because he could have said half of every grade is kadosh, therefore it would be chal b'zeh achar zeh, so that at least for that, Rabbah's principle does not apply. Good. So we stop that question. Says the Gemara now, Vaharei Meiser Behema. Okay, forget Meiser Zroim. Meiser Behema. We know the principle of Meiser Behema. What happens? Out of all my animals, different times of the year, the Mishnah has discussed it. I have to pass all my sheep through a fence. Count 10, the 10th one. I hit with a stick, has a little red paint on it, and I mark it down. Right? As an aside, we mentioned a couple of years ago, I think 2 years ago, by a Parshas B'chukosai, where this comes up from Rav Pam. Rav Pam says an unbelievable vart. Why is it? Why do you have to do it this way? Count them 1, 2, 3, 4, and then put. Just go to your field, take one out from every 10, and then you know, count that, unless you have 100. So take 10 out and give it to the, and bring it. We'll talk about Meiser goes to you in Yerushalayim, to Yisrael. So what's the, you know, what are you doing this whole thing? 1, 2, 3, 10. Says Rav Pam, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that, you know, that the we don't like to part with our own items. Even here, Meiser, we're going to eat it in Yerushalayim. But still, it's a kind of, it smacks of stucca. The Says Rav Pam, it's always easier for us to do it when we first realize how much we have. So what do? 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4, 9 for me. 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me. 9 for me! 1 for Hashem. If you just have 100 and you take 10, you don't get that message so strong. But if you 1, 2, that's all for me, I have 9 for, okay, give 1 to Hashem. So it says, that's the message of Meiser, to realize how much you have. That's why you have to do it in this way. Anyway, by Meiser Behema, so by Meiser Behema, I got a kash on this principle. The lesson of Chatzon, you can't be Makdish Shame Meiser, half of an animal. The Amar Yatu Shnayim, and we know the principle is, let's say two animals went, you're counting, 1, 2, and then all of a sudden, after 9, 2 go out together. Yatu Shnayim Ba'asiri, the 2 go out as the 10th, the Karan Asiri, and you call them both the 10th, right? By Kriyas Shem Meiser, there's a special halacha, you have to call it Meiser. You call them both 10th, you know what? Asiri Ba'acharasar Mu'raven Zebazet. So now in these two, you have a 10th and an 11th mixed up in there. Question mark. What's the kasha? If you would have a 10th, and then you try to be makdish another one after that for the 10th for Meiser Behema, it's not going to work, because you already had your Meiser, so Bezechar, that's not going to work, so why here? Does it work with Basachas? You should say, neither of them are Meiser. That's the kasha. How about, but what's the Hoel here? Hoel, no, I'm saying, but what do you mean you only in Echnami, but you were makdish both. The whole beforehand was that because you could have been makdish part of each one, so it could be a zachar zeh. Here it can't. You can't be makdish half an animal.
Well, I can say from the two, I just want one, or the other one.
But you didn't say that. You didn't say from the two, you just want one. That would be fine. But you didn't say that. You said both are meiser. So if you said both are meiser, neither should be meiser according to Rabbi's principle. So we say, what's going on here? So, says the Gemara, shiny meiser behema de isa bezachar zeh batos. No. Again, meiser behema, there is a possibility for it to be zachar zeh. So again, the Rabbi's principle doesn't apply. What case? Batos, when you make a mistake. Titznan, the Mishnah says, kara, Mishnah Bechoros, that's where all these halachas are. Kara litshi asiri. Let's say you call the 9th one 10th by mistake. You miscounted. V'la'asiri tashi. And then you called the 10th one 9th. V'la'achadasar asiri. You went 10. Oh, what's going on here? 9, 10. So basically, you made this big mistake. So you know what? Shlashtan mukudashin. They're all kadosh. The 9th one, which you call 10. The 10th one, which is really 10. And the 11th one, which you call 10th. So that's a mistake, but they all have, well, only one of them is meiser, but they all have kedushas meiser, linyan karban. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and you have to eat it there. So says shlashta mekudashin, so that's why, but again, because it can occur, bezechar zeh, so that's why, even basachas, one of them, Rabbi's principle is that they both shouldn't occur, but we know that it can, one of them at least can occur. Three important points on a very important Rashi. So Rashi says, what's the halacha? So you have meiser, according to the original halacha. Let's say you say both are kadosh, so you have a meiser, and a achadasar mixed up. So what's the achadasar? What's the 11th one? What's the halachas? So we know the halacha is that that's treated as a shlamim. We bring that one as a shlamim, as a carbon shlamim. Right? Not a carbon ola, not a carbon chad, the carbon shlamim. Shlamim is you have part of it, it's kachik halim, you have part of it, the kohen takes the chazi v'shok, and fine, wonderful. So says Rashi though, but how do you deal with these animals? You have one shlamim, you have one meiser. There are different halachas between shlamim and meiser. Shlamim, you have to give parts to the kohen. That's a special halacha by shlamim. You have to give the chazeh, the breastbone, and the shok, and the thigh to the kohen. By chulin animals, you have to give the zerah l'chayim and the keva. That's a mitzvah. But by shlamim, you have to give the chazeh and the shok. Kachim is amazing. Just get the yisodos down of kachim, and they appreciate the halachas, but it's really fascinating. So anyway, so Rashi, you know, could learn the third to last medium line. Rashi says, there are halachas of shlamim. Tnufa, you have to wave the parts of the shlamim. Chazeh in the shok. And smicha, you have to lean on the shlamim, because that's a karban yachid. Meister, you don't have to do smicha on. You don't have to do smicha, but you have to do it on shlamim. So therefore Rashi says, l'chumra, because you don't know which one is meiser and which one is shlamim, you have to give the chazi and the shok of both animals to the kohen, you have to do smicha on both animals, and you have to do tnufa on both animals. That's this Rashi. But Rashi adds, v'libi omer, my heart tells me, says Rashi, de'inu mevarich al tnufa v'al smicha. But you don't make brachas on the tnufa and the smicha. Why? To lo lehevi bracha levatala. Because maybe this animal that you're about to do is the meiser, and meiser doesn't eat tnufa and smicha. So that's why you don't make a bracha. These three lines in Rashi are very important for a couple of sugyas. Number one, the Libi Omer. Libi Omer, what's Libi Omer? Libi Omer, if you look at Pashas Tetzaveh, by the Ephod, Rashi says, I'm not exactly sure what this looks like, the Libi Omer Li. My heart tells me, and he has a 25-line Rashi to explain what the Ephod is. What's Pshat? Or Soloveitchik says in the Gemara in Makkos, that every Jew has erisin to the Torah. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Mo Rasha, Kihilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Mo Rasha, Elam Mo Rasa. Every Jew has erisin to the Torah. Fine, wonderful. Why? Based on, he quoted the Gemara Nidda Daf Lamed, that every Jew learn all calls to our Kula in utero, and we develop this inherent connection to the Torah. So that's, every Jew has erisin to the Torah. But there are a few Yechidei Skula. Rav Soloveitchik said this in his hesped for his uncle, the Briska Rav, the Grizz. He says, but there are a few Yechidei Skula in every generation that have Nisu into the Torah. Every Jew has Eris into the Torah. But there are a few Jews in every generation that have Nisu into the Torah. What's Nisu into the Torah? The ultimate level of marriage is when you know what the other person wants without their asking. We spoke about it by the Yakeda. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megal Adas. So Nisu into the Torah, what does that mean? That you kind of know. You know what the Torah would want. You have halachic intuition. Those were his words. Halachic intuition to the Torah. So that's Nisu into the Torah. So he says that's what he was talking about. His uncle, the Briska Rav, had this Nisu into the Torah. He basically, you know, kind of, obviously you have to be objective and look in the sources. But at some level, you know generally what the Torah is going to say in a certain situation. So that's Rashi, V'livi Omer Li. This is Rashi's halachic intuition. Based on everything else, V'livi, he doesn't have no sources. V'livi Omer Li. That's Rashi here. V'livi Omer, same words. V'livi Omer, like Rashi and Parashat Tetzaveh by the Ephod, V'livi Omer Li. Number. Why isn't it pashut? Oh, so point number one. Point number two, it's mashma from this Rashi that when you besafek about to do two mitzvos, one of them is the vada mitzvah, one of them is not, you should not make a bracha. Right? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Asks some of the achronim, the Gilyon Yashas of Yosef Engel says, you look in Siman Lama Dalet and Shulchan Aruch, let's say I'm somebody who puts on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and let's say I believe there's a real make or do we pass it like Rashi? But let's say I think it's a real suffix. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam seems to be that the lach is you make one bracha before Rashi's Tefillin, and that pathes everything. You shouldn't make any bracha, according to this Rashi. Says the Gilyon Yashas, but says the look of Rashi Khan. What do we pass? Can you make a bracha? Let's say you really think it's a suffix. Who the halach is like? Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. The machlokas is what the order of the parshios are. Right? What do you do in the middle ones? Right? The middle two. You switch. So, says the Gilyon Yashas, that Shulchan Aruch, right? What the minhag olam is? You put a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. There's no separate bracha. You made the bracha before Rashi Tefillin. Aye, what if Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is the real correct one? It's not a hafsik. Because you think maybe this is the mitzvah. Sounds like from Rashi you don't do that. It sounds like from Rashi that no, if you're mesupik what the mitzvah is, you can't make a bracha. It'll be a hefsek. And Rav Tzvi Pesach has a beautiful piece in Mikrei Kodesh, in Pesach Chelek Beis Siman Samach Zayin, where he quotes the well-known Tshuva of the Dvar Avram, the Kavanah Rav, where he says, why don't you count Sveika Diyoma by Sfiras HaOmer? Today is either the fourth or the fifth day. Right, you count 2 days Pesach, you have 2 days Shavuos. So during Sfiras, you can't be counting two. There's a question of the Baal HaMor, really. A question of the Rishonim, the end of Pesachim. Why don't you count Sfiras HaOmer, Sveika Diyoma? That's his question. Or, related to that, what if you don't know what day Sfiras is? You know it's either the 10th or the 11th. So can you count today's the 10th or the 11th? With a bracha. So the Dvar Avram has a big chiddush where he says, it's very mistaver on Olal Adas, that no, that's not called counting. Counting, by definition, is definite. Definite numbers, 1, 2, 3, that's counting. 1 or 2, 2 or 3, that's not counting. Loses its definition. That's why Andrew, he publishes this whole tshuva, 3 pages. The last 3 lines of the tshuva is, but the Baal HaMor didn't give my teretz, I'm mevatel my das to the Baal HaMor, I take it all back. So obviously, I mean, he published the tshuva, but again, that's the Baal Rishonim didn't give this answer. But so the Mikrei Kodesh quotes this whole discussion. So he says, La'aniyas daiti, the question doesn't get off the ground according to our Rashi. Why? Because according to our Rashi, if you're misupik about something, you can't make a bracha beforehand. What does he say about smicha? You're not sure which animal requires smicha, shlomim or the meiser. So you can't make a bracha, says Rashi. Says the Rav Tzvi Pesach. La'aniyas daiti leishal dun b'zeh mishum hefsek b'im bracha la'mitzvah. V'lo yeishal havi raya mei Rashi erev endaf nun. Right, erev endaf nun. Why? Because according to Rashi, you don't say the bracha beforehand. So again, this Rashi is important for that sugya too. So number one, it's important for the Libi Omer Li. It's important for this. Do you make a bracha before a couple of mitzvahs that you're not sure what the ikar is? And it's important for one other one, and that's the Mishnah Lamelech at the beginning of Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos. The Mishnah Lamelech there discusses, does the Kohen say a bracha before each and every avoda that he does in the Beis HaMikdash? You know, he makes a bracha before each Shumas HaMaisros. That we know. Whenever you eat something, when he eats kachin, he'll make a bracha. But what about before he does the four the dalat avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, right? The dalat avodos of every carbon. Before he does the dalat avodos of a carbon mincha, the kmitz of the halacha, he makes a bracha before each one. Before he does smicha, before he does tenufa, asher kedushanu lahanif every bracha. So it seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam counts it all as one. He says, you don't count Chelki HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes in Shorish Yud Beis. And the Ramban says, no, you make a bracha for every avodah. So the Mishnah Melech has this whole discussion there. He quotes some of the Achronim, will explain the Rambam. He says, Mashma for Mashi, you make a bracha on every avodah. Right? Because he says, here you don't make a bracha on the Tenufa, on the Smicha, because you have a Suffolk. Mashma for Mashi, you make a bracha before every avodah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Kiddush. But that seems to be Shitas Rashi. That's the first Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. Do we have this by esrog, right? If you have an esrog that's for sure kosher, but it's not hadar, right. And you have an esrog that's beautiful, but it might be pasul, that's the brisker rub. Which one should you use first? Right. So the pasha says you would make a bracha, but and the halacha was he used the maybe pasul one first. And I'm saying the hadar one first because the iman of shach. If it's hadar, then it's kosher, then it's fine. And if it's not, then you're about to use the other one. But if you use the for sure kosher one, then you're not doing anything. You're ready yosei the mitzvah. So right. So that whole assumption, that story is referring to. Assuming that you would make the bracha and it would not be a hefsek against this rashi. Meiser and shlamim, look at the mission in Zeil ben Koman. We say it every morning. Or we should say it every morning. Right. The Habachar, they're all kachem kalam. Yeah, all kachem kalam are eaten for 2 days and the night in between. All kachem. So my would not be pickle. Right, pickle is separate. Pickle and pasul. But all kachem kalam, except for toda, which we're about to get to, are eaten for 2 days and one night in the middle. Yeah. It might, you want to say this is more of a hefsek because it's a different animal. It's the same maisa, but it's you're leaning on the animal, you're leaning on this animal. So you're putting on one tefillin, putting on another tefillin. So I don't know how much, it's a different animal. I mean, there is a question that, see the Gilyon HaShasi, he quotes the Shara Melech. He goes, Ain Shara Melech. What's the Shara Melech asking? He goes, because smicha, you're not allowed to do smicha. Let's say I go over an animal that's kachim and I just lean on it. That's an Issa Daraisa of a Vodah B'Karbanos. Right, so and there's other gemaras that seem to say that you can't do smicha besafik, so you shouldn't be able to do smicha at all. So he quotes, there's a Rashi Lashitaso somewhere. But anyway, that's the again these two lines of Rashi are chock full. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, let's get our feet back down to earth, or let's stay up in the Torah world. Vahare, eight lines up from the bottom. So remember, we're discussing the principle of Rabba. Kol she'ena b'zachar zeh. If it can't happen one after another, then even together it can't happen at all. Vahare toda. Let's talk about the carbon toda a little bit. The lesser betoas for lesser bezachar zeh. A carbon toda is brought with 40 loaves. 10 are chametz, 30 are matzah. 40 loaves. You give one of each kind. You have four kinds of loaves that you bring. 10 of each. You give one of each to the kohen. That's the halacha of the carbon toda. It's the only, which we'll get to maybe a little bit later if we have time, it's the only kachim kalim that's eaten for a shorter period of time. You can bring it that day and that night. That's it. You can't eat it the next day. So it's chamor. It's a shorter time period than other kachi kalim, which can also be eaten. Again, kachi kalim can be eaten by Yisraelim. Kachi kalim cannot. So, vahari toda, the less of betos. A toda doesn't work betos. What does betos mean? Let's say I'm mafrish 40 loaves to bring for my carbon toda, and then I forgot that I did that, so I'm mafrish another 40 loaves. So, the halacha is that those second 40 loaves don't have kedushas lechem. Why? Because it's b'zachar zeh. You already have 40 loaves. So you see it doesn't work b'toas. It's not like meiser. V'lesa b'zachar zeh. And it doesn't work b'zachar zeh either. Which means that what's b'zachar zeh? Rashi here explains it means that let's say you're mafresh 40 loaves and then you're shochet, the coin is shochet the carbon. There's a halacha that the shechita is mekadish to lechem. The shechita is mekadish to lechem. So the 40 loaves are now fully kadosh after the shechita. And then you bring another 40 loaves. So that's doesn't work. It's ain't a b'zachar zeh. It's finished already. For fallen. So again, so it doesn't work with toast. It doesn't work with zecher zeh. The itmar, yet we still have a shita that is going to work with basachas. Toda shish chadal shmonim chalos. Let's say you did it not betoas. You were mafresh 80 chalos for the toda. Chizkiya Amar Chizkiya says, kitshu alav mem mitoch shmonim. 40 out of 80 are kadosh. That's the kasha on Chizkiya. What do you mean 40 out of 80? It doesn't work with zecher zeh. It shouldn't even work with basachas. None of them should be kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kitshu alav mem mitoch shmonim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's fine. But what about according to Chizkiya? Answers the Gemara, no. Ha'itmar Allah, no. Amr, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Sagaris on the side. No, this following. Hakomo, Demecha, Amr, Litashu, Arba, Mitach, Shmonim, Dekashi. Everybody, both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, would agree that if you said, I want 40 out of 80 to be Kadosh, that would work. That's like we had 4 out of 8 Amos. Lo, Yikach, Arba, Ella, Imkin, Kitu, Shmonim. If you say, I only will be Makdash these 40 if all 80 are Kadosh, then everybody agrees it doesn't work. Kuli Amma, Lopli, Gidalo, Kitu. So that's why we're not, our issue doesn't relate to Shitas Rabbah. What's our question? Kipligi Bestama. If somebody just has 80 loaves, what does he mean? That's the machlokas. Mar Sabar la'achrayis kamachavi. One says, Chizkiah says, no, all he means by 80 is because he just wants to make sure that these 40 loaves get hukrav. And achrayis means he's second responsibility. That if something happens, the first 40 loaves get lost, he means for you to be makriv the other 40 loaves. But not that all 80 should be kadosh. He's just l'achrayis, just to keep, make sure that they get there. So therefore it would work, because it's as if you said 40 out of 80. The altnai is snaihu, and you just gave it altnai in condition, just in case you need to use it. Umar safral kamakal kamakali. The other man never says, no. He had in mind 80. So if he had in mind 80, so nothing, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work, and that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But again, both of them are not against Rabbah. Tosis points out on top, picture Rabbeinu Ephraim, what's the whole discussion? Why do we even have to bring Rabbi Yochanan Shita into this? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Breira. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Breira, which we discussed a couple of last week. So if he doesn't hold a Breira, it's there, who cares, you know, within this 40, you know, somewhere there are, right, Hikshu Rabbeinu Ephraim, Lomuli Lefrishi Tam Rabbi Yochanan Shidu L'Karben Gadol Mechal Mechavid. Why do you say, the Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan, it does not work because he's Mechavid L'Karben Gadol. Typically, Rabbi Yochanan L'Slei Breira. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Breira, therefore it's never going to be Huvrar. Which Karbanos, which loaves are the real ones? So maybe that's why it shouldn't work. So Tosas answers, no. You know why it's not a problem of Breira here? Because you don't need it to be Mevurar, eventually. So it'll never be Mevurar. So what? You don't need Breira here. So it's all so somewhere in here. So you treat them all as Bikdusha. So you only need Breira. You only say Breira when you need Breira. Here you're not going to need Breira. That's why we had to give a different reason for Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Okay, there's a nice part to say about carbon toda. Maybe at the end we'll say it if we have time. Now we're back to Erevin. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. So now we're going to talk about the Shita of Rav, which Rav we had at the beginning of today. What was Rav Shita? That if you're outside your city and you say, I want my tchum to be under that tree, no good. Why? Because you didn't specify where under the tree. You didn't specify where under the tree, and the second day it was Kol Sheinu B'Zachar Zeh. So now we're going within, let's say, the first shot of Rav. And that is that you weren't Messiah. You weren't specific enough, and Erev has to be specific. So a couple limitations. Amar Abaya. Lo Shona Elo B'Ilan Shetach Lev Yudbeis Amma. When do you say that it's a problem? Only when the branch span of the tree is 12 Amos. Because then, any 4 Amos under the tree might be the wrong 4 Amos. The entire, let's say, whatever wherever 4 Amos you are, the place where you had in mind to be Shoveis is outside those 4 Amos, because it's 12 Amos. Aval b'ilon she'ein tachlof yudbeis Amma. But let's say the tree span is only 11 Amos. So then you can pick a place in this under this tree that's for sure in your Shvisa. Pick the middle 4 Amos. The middle 4 Amos has for sure some of your Shvisa in it. If you were onto the middle 4 Amos, that's it. If you wanted either of the outer 4 Amos, then at least you have half an Amma in this 4 Amos. So at least some of your Shvisa is going to be in this 4 Amos, and that would be enough, specific enough, for Rav. Hari Mixas Beso Nikar. At least Mixas of where he wants his Shvisa's Beso to be would be Nikar, and that would be good enough for Rav. Maskal Arafuna Breder of Yeshua, Mimai. Deba Arboy Mitziyasakom Esayim. Well, that's very, why does that work? What, you're able to, oh, because these middle 4 Amos have a piece? Why do you go by the middle 4 Amos? Dilma Babar, the Haigisa, Barba, the Haigisa Kamsayim. You don't only need a little bit of each place. Maybe you wanted to pick the outer 4 Amos. Who cares that it's a half an Amma is within the middle? So, El Amr, Afun, Abed, Yeshua, a different limit. Lo Shona, El, Be'ilon, Shadachtav, Ches Amos. If under your tree is 8 Amos, that's where it's a problem. Avo b'ilon shadaklev zayin Amos, hari mixas beis onikar. Where would Rav agree to Shmuel and allow it where the tree span is only 7 Amos? Because then wherever you pick your 4 Amos under the tree, then you have a part of your makam shvisa for sure. Because even if you take both edges, part of your makam shvisa includes the other side as well. Fine. Tanya Kavasi to Rav, Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. We have a brisa like Rav. Again, Rav who said you're stuck. Your Shvisa is not under the tree. Your Shvisa is not where you are. Shmuel who says no. Chamar Gamal, right? That you have the area in between, or you could go, the other Pshat of Rashi, you could go all the way, but just not including 30 Amos. So Tanya Kavasi to Rav. So a brisa like Rav, Misha Babadarach Vachash Cholo, you're coming on the way and it's getting dark on Friday afternoon. But you mock if you don't get there and you recognize a tree or a fence down the road. But I'm a Shvisa Zitachtav, and I say Shvisa Zitachtav, Lo Amar Klum. Right? He didn't say anything. We didn't, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. We didn't prove Rav yet. Avalam Amar Shvisa Hazim Malkam Ploni. But if you say my Shvisa is in that specific place, Mahalech Hashem Magil Osamakom, so then you could go all the way until you reach that place. And he Gil Osamakom, and even once you get to that place, Mahalech Haskula V'chutzala Paimama. You could even walk 2,000 amos from that place because it is considered enclosed. What kind of place are we talking about? That's only if the place where you chose is a specific place which can be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Could go to Shavas Betel Shu Gavoy Yutfachim, where you have a mound that's 10 Tfachim high, and it is 4 Amos up till Beis HaSayim wide, or Vachin Bikor, or a valley, Shiyamuka Yudvahim Dalad Amos Beis HaSayim. So either way, if you chose that spot, so then once you get there, the whole Makam is called is considered Dalad Amos. Avo Makam Shein Mesuyam. But in a place that's not as specific as that, ain't no elo dalaramos. But if it's not like enclosed like one of these areas of the valley of the hill, you only have dalaramos. Ha yishnai mechad makir vechashina makir. If two friends are walking, one of them knows the area and one of them doesn't. So the one that knows the area wants to be kona shvisa. The one that doesn't know the area doesn't know what to do. So says sheina makir most shvisa zol makir. The one who does not recognize the surroundings appoints the makir as his shliach, v'ha makir omer shvisas imakom ploni, and the makir, the one who recognizes, will say the shvisa is in that place. V'amed v'ramamurim, this was important for us now. Kishya siyim daladama shakava. When does any of this work? When you're misayim specifically for amos that you're koveya. If it's specific, avalo siyim daladama shakava. But if you weren't specific, lo yazos mimkomo. Last three words, that's the raya. Right? But if you aren't specific, you can't move out of your spot. Raya to Rav. Right to Rav, because Rav says you can't move. You're lost on both counts. So let me tell you to the Shmuel. This is such a strong raya. Maybe this is even a kasha on Shmuel. So I'm like Shmuel. No, how come my skin of Shmuel would interpret this brisa as follows? Going to eat, come welcome Raglavadi Kar Trey Alfi Varba Gamidi. This 2004 amos from you to the tree. So you could get to the tree. But the problem is the other to the ikar of the tree, to the base of the tree. The problem is here that the wingspan goes outside of your tchum too. In that kind of case, Shmuel would agree to Rav. Because maybe your Shvisa is in the spot under the tree you had in mind, which is outside your tchum. So then that's nothing. That's where Shmuel would agree to Rav. Because if you really had in mind the other side, come with Labar B'tchum, and it's out of your tchum. So that's why even Shmuel would agree in this case of Yisim Dalanabas Matzi Azel, V'lo Lo Matzi Azel. You couldn't say Chamar Gamal in that case because it's not for sure. Because one of the choices is out of your tchum and it's nothing. When does Shmuel say Chamar Gamal? That's only if both choices are possible. But here, one of the possibilities is out of the tchum, so then he would agree to Rav in this case. Yeah, it means both, that they both could, because they're like one person, because he's going on behalf of his friend. Tanika, let's say to Shmuel, which is right to Shmuel. Tavi, Yeriv Lishkei Ruchos. Let's say somebody. It makes an Eruv to the north and the south. He thinks that he can make two Eruvs to two different directions. Or he tells his servants, go make me an Eruv, Echad Eruv Labasafon, Vechad Eruv Labadarom. So, Lamaisa, this guy has Eruvs in two different directions. Mahalak Lasafon, Keruv Latchum Darom, Uludarom, Keruv Lasafon. So, what's the halacha? The halacha is basically what we said, Chamar Gamal. You're stuck in the middle. You have to be machmer like both Eruvs because both are possibilities. So, that's a riot to Shmuel. Because Shmuel says in the Mishnah, because both are possibilities, you have the middle area. Or whatever, the two pshatim of that Rashi said. The mitzvah, love is at chum, yazim im komo. But if his two servants had put both Eruvs in opposite directions on the edge, all the way out, 2,000 amos out, and not less, so then he's stuck. He can't even walk outside of his house. Because maybe that 2,000 amos is really his makam shvisa, so then it ends at his house. So then you can't walk to the other side of the house. Or maybe the other one's correct. So either way, he's stuck in his house. If they really went the entire way outside the tchum in both directions. So let me tell you to Rav. Let's say this is a kashan Rav, because here he says that you could go, at least in the ratio of this brisa, you have the middle area. So where says Rav Tanahu Palad? No problem. Rav is lived on the border of the Tanam and the Amorim, and he is able to argue because he is a Tana. I don't know if we mentioned before in the shir, but there's if not for that, it sounds like he would have no way out. But Rav Tanahu Upali. So I don't know if we mentioned it before here, but this relates to the larger discussion of Amoraim arguing on Tanaim. We had a shir on this a couple years ago. So Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis of Hilchas Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah asked this kasha: why is it that Amoraim can't argue on Tanaim? They're both Balei HaMasorah, and all over Shas, every page of the Gemara is that. How could this Amora say this? The Mishnah's against him. So the only answer is, if you have a different Brisa or a Tosefta, right, all somewhere in the Tanaim, the Shita like him. So why can't he argue? Why can't he argue? The Rambam writes, after all, over there, that every Beis Din has the right to interpret Torah according to as they see fit. And if they're Gadol B'Chachmah B'Minyan, so then they would be able to argue. So says the Kesef Mishnah, an unbelievable Chiddush. The Efshar Lomar, that in Chinami, Mekar Din Amoram can argue. But Miyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu Shedoros Achronim Lo Yachlok Al Rishonim. V'chein also gam b'chazim as a Talmud. Shemiyom shenechtam lo nitem reshus l'shum adam l'achlo g'olav. Says the Kesef Mishnah, pashtus of the Kesef Mishnah. The Chazon Ish has a different interpretation. But a pashtus of the Kesef Mishnah is that, really Amoraim can argue on Tanoim, really after the Gemara can argue on Amoraim, but there's a Kabbalah not to. Maybe the Kabbalah not to is because we're probably wrong. But the Kabbalah is not to. That's the amazing line of the Kesef Mishnah. But rov of the other sources of the Achronim and other Rishonim say no, me'ikir hadin, that Sivas HaMishnah, Sivas HaTalmud were stages of the Mesorah. And once that stage was finished, you can't argue. But the Gemara has a line about Metziah, Ravina, Ravashi, Sof Hora. And the Ramah quotes that in Choshe Mishpah, that you can't argue on anything in the Gemara. Period. It's finished. And just like the Gemara can't argue on anything in the Mishnah. So see, so that's a Rav Tanu Palud, because he can't, not that he wouldn't, like the Kesef Mishnah seems to interpret, but he can't. That's where the Gemara is stuck, and has to say, Rav Tanahu Upalud. Okay, we'll stop here, and as we continue, Baruch Hashem, we got to do a few, get a little foray into sugyas and shas today, and Hashem, we will continue. Today's Shabbos, Zechanesh, Yosef, Yitzchak, Nechemiah, Chaim, and Tzvi.